Hola, amigos. Welcome to the A Little Gray and a Lot of Grays podcast. This is your host, Ari. In the last 6 years, my husband and I have built a million-dollar business from our kitchen table and using social media, alongside having two babies. So you can only imagine all the value that we want to give you guys. So in this podcast, you'll hear from business to how to elevate yourself and become 1% better every single day. Even some teachings that I've learned being a mother and some social media tactics that nobody will share with you. So whether it's a conversation with myself or some homies that I get to interview, I hope you enjoy the podcast and let's get into the show. Okay, so we're back with another episode, and I thought we would talk about something that was brought up in my Instagram not too long ago, and it was about doing things in seasons. Now, I don't believe in balance. Maybe it sounds like balance to you, but for me, I've never really had a good relationship with balance. I either go, you know, really hard on my diet, or I eat healthy. I think there's a difference. There's like a structured, and for those of you that have either done a bikini competition or just eat healthy, I think you can relate to this. So when you do a bikini competition, you basically weigh everything. It's 4 ounces of this and half a cup of this, and make sure you have a cup of greens. And then when you live a healthy, active life, you eat healthy, like you eat the wheat bread or the gluten-free bread versus the white bread, and you allow yourself a little bit more carbs, and when you have a treat, you don't beat yourself up. So that I don't know if it's called balance, but for me, I think it's more of like seasons. And I brought this up in my Instagram the other day, where I was talking about how I now eat meat. And I don't want to go into the full story, but what I was basically saying is that I'm actually okay doing things in seasons. And for the beginning of our business, we did a lot of hard work. It was like work, 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 work. All we did was work. And then, you know, I don't necessarily think that it's healthy for work to be like the forefront of your entire life. But I also am very present to that. If you're not financially where you want to be, or you have goals that you want to hit, then you got to do what you got to do. And for some people, they can take that on and get to where they want to be, or get their money to where they want, and they can step back and be present to what really matters. Or there's a different type of people who are like, this is not where we hang out. This is where we go harder. I'm definitely more with the, okay, let me chill for a little bit. Let me give my body a break. And everybody operates different. Everybody works differently. Everybody's DNA is differently. So for what I want to say is that doing things in seasons is okay. And I'm going to give you permission to give yourself grace, because some seasons you can go really hard at something, and the next season you can just take your foot off the gas and be more present. Give yourself some love and grace and go hard on yourself. Go hard on your healing. Go hard on being with your kids. And then, you know, then later. And I think that it really depends where you are in life. And I feel like we all get to just, maybe you don't agree with this message, but we all just get to give each other grace and appreciate those people that really like going hard, and they really like going hustle and no sleep. And then we also give grace to the people that work hard, but they gracefully work and they're present to what their soul needs, and they give that to themselves. And that's what makes this world such a better place, is that there's so many different types of people, and our energies are so different yet so alike, and we need both types of people. And I don't think one type of person is better than the other one. I feel like we all learn from each other. It's really inspiring to watch a lot of my friends who are work, work, work. They just go after it, and I know what it feels like. And I also am super inspired by those who work, and they also are present to just giving themselves a little break, just stepping back a little bit. And, you know, with Kobe passing away, I feel like it just gave people both of those. I feel like it gave people the drive to be like, yo, he did this and he created this from his hard work. And he also took a step back to be with who matters the most, his family. And I wanted to make this podcast episode because I think we get to be present to both of those energies. And once you know what rocks your world, you feel good and you don't have to get validation from other people. You're almost like in your own world in a sense, where you feel good and you feel good about your decision making and you feel good about your power and you feel good about the work that you're putting in or you're not putting in right now. And it's perfect because you know that. You should know, at least you get to know when it's time for you to go off one season and into another.